Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application.
Hey, this is Pastor Shane, and we are in a nugget series this week that we've entitled The Anchor Holds. It's a song that you can go out and Google and look up on the internet and listen to a wonderful song, one of my favorite songs. And today I want to talk here on this Tuesday from Mark chapter 10 on letting go to gain everything. Mark chapter 10, beginning in verse 17. And the Bible says, "And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, 'Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?' And Jesus said unto him, 'Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not kill, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother.' And he answered and said unto him, 'Master, all these have I things have I observed from my youth.' And then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, 'One thing that thou lackest: go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and take up the cross and follow me.' And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about and saith unto his disciples, 'How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of heaven?'" You know, in the Gospel of Mark, we encounter that story there of a rich young ruler who was approached by Jesus with a burning question: "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And so this young man, you know, he seemed to have it all: wealth, status, a desire for more, something deeper that his possessions could not fulfill. And so Jesus, seeing into the heart of the young ruler, tested his devotion to God's commandments. And here we see the young man proudly declared his obedience to the law, but Jesus saw beyond the outward appearance and straight right into the core of his being. And so he knew that there was only one thing the young man was holding onto tightly, and we see that it was his wealth. So when Jesus challenged him to sell all of his possessions and to give to the poor and follow him, you know what? The young ruler's face fell, for he had great wealth. And so he walked away sorrowfully, and he was unable to let go of his earthly treasures to gain the eternal treasure that Jesus was offering him. And so this story here prompts us to reflect on our own lives. What are the things that we cling to, the possessions or the desires that hold us back from fully surrendering our lives to King Jesus? Are we willing to lay down everything at the feet of our Savior, trusting that He holds the key to really true fulfillment and eternal life? You know, just as the rich young ruler struggled to release his grip on his riches, sometimes we too find it challenging to let go of the things that we cherish. But Jesus reminds us that true freedom, true abundance, and true life are found in letting go and following Him wholeheartedly. You know, when we release our hold on worldly treasures, what happens is we open our hands to receive the riches of God's kingdom. That is love and joy, peace, and eternal life. And it's in surrendering our all to Jesus that we truly find ourselves, our purpose, and even our ultimate fulfilling. So today, as we meditate on this passage, may we examine our hearts and identify anything that's hindering us from wholeheartedly following King Jesus. And may we be willing to let go of anything that stands in the way of our relationship with Him, trusting in Him, surrendering to His will. Friend, we'll gain everything we truly need, both in this life and even in eternity. May we be like the disciples who, after witnessing the encounter with the rich young ruler, asked Jesus, "Who then can be saved?" And remember, Jesus' response rings true for us today: "With man it is impossible, but not with God." You know, for all things are possible with God, my friend. And so let us place our trust in the One who can turn impossibilities into miracles and who offers us everlasting life in Him.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.